This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.
A township is worried over the effects a landfill is having on the quality of its water. In legislation news, a bill wants to clearly define what milk is. The state's outdoor recreation industry is still booming. Plus, Trogs announces its first year-round double IPA. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Lower Windsor Township residents are worried about modern landfill, reports the York Dispatch. In 2017, the landfill fell out of compliance with the state DEP's limits on certain chemicals in its leachate, which is any liquid that houses any of the materials it passes through, or as one YouTube video calls it, garbage juice. And although modern landfill has been working on upgrading its water treatment facility since then, a process that experienced some delays, those in the area remain worried about these upgrades, specifically on how this leachate is affecting local drinking water. Indeed, Lower Susquehanna Riverkeeper Ted Evendidniadis went so far as to sue both the landfill and its owner, Republic Services, back in January. The two entities held an information community meeting to discuss residents' concerns yesterday, although whether they've been reassured remains to be seen. The FDA recently ruled that non-dairy-based beverages like almond milk can continue marketing themselves as milk, reports Pittsburgh's Action News 4. State Senator Elder A. Vogel Jr. is in disagreement with this ruling, so much so he's looking to propose a bill, quote, clearly defining milk in Pennsylvania. Vogel believes the ruling places dairy milk at a quote-unquote clear disadvantage, especially when such milk alternatives claim to be healthier than it. Not only does he believe this misleads customers, but is, quote, an attack on the dairy industry, unquote, one of Pennsylvania's biggest moneymakers. Vogel's legislation would therefore define milk as exclusively coming from a cow. Further information regarding its status remains pending. Pennsylvania's outdoor recreation industry is still booming, states the Center Square via the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The state's Department of Conservation and Natural Resources recently revealed how the sector was responsible for 1.6% of Pennsylvania's total economic productivity in 2021 and made up about 2.5% of its workforce. Furthermore, the sale of related items such as hiking gear has rose steadily by 52% since 2017. This trend has been observed nationwide, with the outdoor rec industry contributing about $14 billion in gross domestic product. Trogs has announced its first year-round double IPA, rejoices PennLive. The Lollyhop double IPA was once only available for a moment out of the year after the brewery's annual pilgrimage to Yakima Valley in Washington to get some out-of-state hops. Now the brew, which creator Devin Watson explains has a flavor that seeks to, quote, refresh the whimsical Wonka-esque candy forest he originally created, will be available to you, listener, 365 days a year. Perhaps fans of the beer can refer to themselves as members of the Lollyhop Guild. That wraps up today's episode. For even more Pennsylvania news, visit PennLive.com. Also, please remember to rate this podcast in their Apple or Amazon and to share it around with your family and your friends. Thanks ahead of time, and as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll be back again tomorrow for more Today in PA.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.